New Next Door Neighbor, submitted to Erotic Literature 2 years ago by M.I. Guy 14. Last Saturday was a warm one for Michigan this time of year, and I was sitting out on my front porch having a smoke. After just a few minutes out there, my new neighbors pulled up in their driveway, and I watched as the husband, his name was Bill, got out of the car and started walking towards his house. It looked like his wife fell out of the door and he had to come back and practically carry her into the house. Must have been a fun night, I thought. More fun than mine, anyway. It was about midnight and my wife had been asleep for almost 2 hours already. And here I sat on the porch smoking and having a few beers. After a short time, Bill came back out and lit up a smoke. He must have seen me under the porch light because he waved. I waved back and said, "Hi, neighbor." "Hi," he said across the yard. "How's it going?" "Pretty good. You?" "Same." "Looks like you had a fun night." "Not really," he said as he walked towards me. I sized him up, wondering as I do in situations with possibilities, if he would be the second man I sucked. He must have changed, because I could see now that he was wearing sleep pants, a t-shirt, and some sandals. He also had a drink in his hand that looked just like whiskey and ice. I stayed seated until he got there, then responded. "Why not?" "Angela." "What about her?" "She's drunk again." "I see." I wasn't really too sure of what to say, as we had never had more than a 30-second conversation before, and never more interesting than the weather. My curiosity was piqued, though, so I said, "That happens a lot?" "Seems to lately." "Why is that?" "Well, it seems like whenever I think we have an opportunity to have some together time, she gets too drunk to enjoy it." "Wow, that sucks," I said. "Tell me about it." This conversation was about sex already, and I was going to try to steer it towards seeing if he might be open to the possibility that I wanted. "Any idea why?" "Yeah, I think so." He stopped. "Well, you can't stop now, unless you want to." "Started a few months ago," he stopped again. "And?" "And we went back to a friend's house that was having a party. One of Angela's co-workers needed a ride, and we ended up coming back to our house, and we had a threesome. Things have never been the same since." "Hmm, sounds like fun to me," I said. "Yeah, it was fun." "Was she hot?" "It wasn't a she." This was perfect. I thought on this for a second and then said, "You mean it was you and another dude and your wife?" "Yep, I'm not gay or anything, but it was fun. Totally hot, actually." "It sounds hot. I'd love to see my wife get fucked by another guy." I paused for a second, like I had to think about my next words. "And, to be honest, I wouldn't mind playing around with another guy a bit." "Yeah, it was fun, alright. But it's probably the reason she doesn't want to have sex with me lately." I ignored that comment and asked, "Is it something you'd like to try again?" "Which part?" "The playing around with the guy part." "Yeah, I think I would, if the timing and circumstances were right, I guess." "When?" He looked me in the face and asked, "What do you mean?" "I mean, like, when would you want to try it again?" "I don't know, I guess. Now's my chance." "How about now?" I asked. He must have not been wearing any underwear, because I saw the front of his sleep pants move a bit as his cock started to grow. "Well, it does sound fun. I don't know, though." "It looks like you want to," I said, pointing to the tent of his pants. He looked down and laughed a little. "Yeah, I guess it knows what it wants." He paused like he was going to say something, but didn't. "It could be fun," I said. "And if it's not, then no harm done. I know I'm sure as hell not going to tell anyone about it either way." "Shit, no way, neither would I." He paused again, like he was mulling it over. I was about to say something when he spoke up. "Fuck it, let's go back to my place." Oh my god, I thought. It was really going to happen. I'm going to suck my second cock. Mine was already painfully hard in my shorts, and I had butterflies in my stomach from the anticipation. I followed him back to his house. He seemed a little drunk from the way he walked, but maybe that helped his decision. Once inside, I whispered, "What about your wife? Will she wake up?" "No way. Come here, and I'll show you." I followed him down the hall into his bedroom. There was Angela lying on the bed, fully nude in a fetal position, facing away from us. I could see her blonde hair, the curve of her back, and what looked like a really nice ass, with her feet tucked up under it. He reached out, touched her hip, gave her a little shake, and said her name. She just gave out a little grunt and never moved. "Told ya," he said, motioned me out of the room. I took one more glance back at his naked wife on the bed, and then followed him downstairs. Once down there, he turned to face me and said, "So, how do you want to do this?" "Well, do you really want to play with another guy?" "Yes." That was all I needed to hear. I pulled my t-shirt off and started on my shorts. My cock was rock hard and sprang free. It was curving upwards, throbbing with every heartbeat, and it was so hard it almost hurt. He looked over at my cock, then at me, and got on his knees. I took a step forward until it was just inches away from his face. He looked it over like it was the first one he'd ever seen, and then reached up to grab it. Slowly, he started to jerk me off. After about a minute of this, a drop of pre-cum appeared at the tip, and he took his first taste as he rubbed me on his lips and then licked it off. Apparently, he liked it, because that's when a blowjob really began. He sucked me and stroked me like he had done it all his life. Or maybe it just felt so good because I was so damn horny for cock. Either way, it was great, and I told him that. "God, it feels good. Do you like sucking me?" He just nodded with his mouth full. "Fuck, dude, I can tell. Suck me like your wife does to you. Show me what it's like." He changed his tactic a bit and coated my cock with saliva and began milking it. He held the head in his mouth, licking it, and was pulling on the shaft from the base up to his mouth, going hand over hand. It was kind of like how a farmer milks a cow. Whatever it was, it felt damn good, and before long, I felt my cock give a small spasm, and I almost lost it. I didn't want to come yet, quickly pulled back from him a bit. I almost fell over from the treatment, but steadied myself by grabbing one of his shoulders. "Shit, that was close," I said. He reached up and gently stroked my cock and said, "Not close enough. As long as we're doing this, I want to taste it too." "You will, but I need a chance with you first. Okay?" was all he said as he staggered to his feet, pulled off his shirt. I guess I never really noticed before, but my neighbor was ripped. He had rounded, hard biceps, strong forearms, actual pecs with nice nips on the end of them, and a truly hard stomach. I thought I was in decent shape, but nothing like this. He put me to shame. His sleep pants came off next. "Oh my god," I said as his cock sprang into view. It was seriously huge. I found out later that it was a little over 8 inches long. He was circumcised, and the shaft was perfectly cylindrical and fat. When I get hard, my cock sticks straight out and curves up some. But his hung a little beyond halfway down, probably held down by his own massive weight. It was beautiful, and I wanted it bad. "Do you want to stand or sit?" I asked him. "I think I'd better sit. The alcohol's kicking in some." I watched as he made his way to the couch, that huge piece of meat swinging with each step, and I got down to my hands and knees and crawled to where he was to worship his dick. I kneeled up straight in front of him, and between his legs, I looked him over. I felt like a little boy compared to him, and I wanted to serve him and do whatever he wanted. I wanted to do things I'd never wanted before. I wanted to eat him up, lick him wherever he wanted me to, have his cum all over me, be abused by him, and fucked by him. My cock jerked when I thought of his dick in my ass, making me cry in pain as he fucked me. Just the thought of it almost made me cum. With all these thoughts running through my head, all I could bring myself to say was, "If Angela doesn't give you what you want, I'm right next door, and we'll do anything you want whenever I can." And with that, I lowered myself to his cock. I could smell it right away. It was musky from his night at the party, but I didn't care. I grabbed it with my left hand and held it up straight. It felt heavy, and the skin was soft wrapped around that hard core. I wasted no time and shoved as much as I could into my mouth. It was huge. I could only get about a third of it in, but I feasted on that third like a starving man, bobbing on it and drooling like I was possessed. It was good to be on my knees again, sucking dick like a bitch. I could tell he liked it too, by his moans and the way he was starting to fuck my face. I tried to tell him to slow down and enjoy this, but the animal in me took over, and I used my mouth like a pussy, sucking him in and out, jerking him off with the two hands that barely fit around his cock. I was working him hard, and in a matter of minutes, I could tell he was close. His dick got even bigger and harder, and he froze. I pulled my hands down, making the skin tight, just like I do with mine. He whispered in, "Oh, fuck," and came with a huge, oozing pulse. I watched as it came out the tip, ran down that massive head and over my knuckles. He shot two more loads, and I sucked him back in, finally tasting his cum again. He jerked from the intensity of it all, and I started to suck and clean him up. His cock still twitching and pushing cum into my hungry mouth. I fucking loved it, and I wanted more. I licked from the base to tip, and I got every drop and wiped my slippery hands on my chest. I felt it start to soften on my mouth a little, and looked up. He had one arm thrown up over his eyes and was breathing hard. I stopped nursing his cock long enough to ask if he was okay, and started licking again. "Yeah," he said. "That was hot. I needed that. I needed it too, and I'll do it any time." "Good. Now I need to finish you. Are you sure you still want to?" "Yeah, I'm sure." I stood up and offered myself to him again. He sat up straight, grabbed my dick, and started jerking me off. It felt good. He knew how to handle a cock better than my own wife. She was very good at it. I looked down at this muscular neighbor of mine with that half-hard cock that was still as big as mine when it was fully hard, masturbating me and waiting for me to come. It wasn't going to take long, and I told him so. He sucked me back into his mouth, and my knees got weak, forcing me to put my hands on his shoulders to steady myself. I must never come when my wife sucks me. But it was probably under a minute before my cock got even harder, and I warned him, "I'm gonna come." He just moaned as I froze and pumped what felt like a gallon of cum into his mouth. Sometimes when I come, it feels like just a little comes out. Sometimes it feels like more, and this felt like a record. I felt his mouth close around me as he swallowed a couple more times, and I steadied myself, gripping his shoulders again from the sensations. "Oh my God," as he pulled his head back to release my cock and lean back onto the couch. I looked down at him relaxing there, with his soft cock hanging between his spread legs, and I wanted nothing more than to get back down on the floor and nurse it back to its hardness. Even after just coming, I wanted more. It's not like I even wanted more for myself. I wanted to service him more and give that rare and relaxing after-cum blowjob just to make him feel good. Not wanting to overstay my welcome, though, I sat next to him on the couch and faced him. "You okay with what we did?" I asked. "Yes, very okay." "Good, I am too. I think we're gonna be good neighbors." He chuckled a little and said, "Yeah, so do I." "Alright, I don't want to overstay my welcome, so I'm just gonna head out." "Okay, I should probably go to bed anyways." I stood up and got dressed. I can see myself out. He just nodded as I gave one last look at my naked neighbor still laying back on the couch, then turned and left.